In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Are you ready for winter meetings, Rumors
Oh, Keith? I was born ready for winter meetings, Jones. I love a good meeting in the wintertime. Take it down to Orlando, go inside. Nice and warm down there, I assume. A little bit warmer today, by the way.
Oh, it's nice out there. It's balmy out there.
I didn't have to scrape the car off like the last couple of days. Car was ready to go. This morning.
You know what I learned about my car this winter that I don't think I had ever realized is how high the heat in my car goes.
Oh, you get real hot in there.
It gets, well, I don't know. I'm a little afraid to say the number out loud because, like, I might get, you know, car shamed.
Oh, like you can turn the heat up and has the number on
yes.
there?
Yeah.
Like 80?
90.
90 degrees?
How about that for a brag?
Sick ride, bro.
All right, good. So that's a good
90
number.
Degrees? You don't want it that hot. Too hot.
Yeah, the last couple days.
You drive around 90 degrees in there?
90.
That's gross. That's a sauna. That's a sauna on wheels is what you're doing.
You sweat it out. So cold when you get out of the car.
I
didn't know my car went that high until this winter. It goes to 90. Okay, yeah. So I thought I was about to get car shamed.
90 is insane.
That was actually a brag.
Yeah, I think it is a brag.
All right, nice.
It must be a pretty nice car.
Good for
me. Joe's doing pretty well. Have a car go to 90.
Dude, you have heat in your car?
My heat.
Nick's like, what is that?
I don't know if I'm doing okay or I'm not doing okay, mm-hmm. but the heat in my car goes 90? To 90.
Can you warm up your seat? You get like hot butts?
Oh, yeah,
you get hot butts?
I got three settings on the heat.
Three heater. Different levels of hot?
Yeah.
I was driving the other day with my dog, Bragg, as I do.
Bragg, bro.
We usually go pick up food and run errands together. Nice. And so Harrow's sitting in the front seat.
You need a wingman.
Yeah, I have a wingman. Yeah. I don't like to be alone.
Yeah.
We could talk about that later if you'd like.
It was on our fears, I think.
But so he's not top tier.
Yeah.
Top tier. So Harrow's laying down. He's like passed out on the seat, and he must have hit the hot butts with his paw. So I look over. The thing's at all the way to three, and he's just like on cloud 10, just having a nice little snooze on a hot seat. And I was like, I don't think you need that. I don't think you need that in here. But no, today wasn't that bad. Did not require the hot butts.
I didn't even
need it.
I didn't even pre-start my car today.
You didn't turn it to 90.
No, I was in the 80s, but it didn't go all the way to 90 today. No, that's true.
It's way too hot.
You can jump in here on Jones and Keefe all day long, 617-779-7937. It's how you get in touch. I'm sure a lot of people are texting in good Carfax over there. You can interact with the show at Jones and Keefe on Twitter
point
and
by
Instagram.
The text line.
What'd they say?
That's why the show's called Jones and Keefe and not Keefe and Jones. You can't hide money.
That's a,
Jones,
you know
they only get that 90-degree car.
90-degree heat in my car. on Twitch, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. You can always watch and chat there. Always a healthy chat on Twitch. Do the same on YouTube. You can watch there. You can chat there. Subscribe to WEEI. I feel like last night, Keefe.
Yeah?
Last night really had me on the edge of getting excited about the Red Sox, and I blame Will Fleming.
This is our friend of the show, Will Fleming, put this out there.
Yeah.
He's been right before. This could be a real thing.
He's been
right
a lot.
He's been
right before.
Yes.
Yeah, right? That's a good way to put it.
I don't know what the batting average is. All you have to do is go 1-for-3, and you can walk right into the Hall of Fame.
That's a good point.
So even if he's 1-for-3 on some of these quote-unquote scoops. But yeah, what did he have to say?
Okay. Will Fleming.
And you can't take your eyes off his mom.
Well, besides the mom commentary.
He was spot on about that.
No, it's true.
Oi, spot on about that.
2-for-2.
All right.
All right, keep going. Anything else?
Maybe this one.
Okay.
Maybe this one.
This is yesterday afternoon. I believe the next 72 hours, so starting at 4:22 yesterday,
start Keith, the clock, Nick.
The next 72 hours
All right.
are going to make a lot of Red Sox fans smile. Huawei. I think he meant to write Weiwei.
Well, he's excited.
Huawei, too much chatter and info from people I respect.
All right. Well, one of the people I respect is Rob Bradford.
Uh-huh.
And he's going to join us later today live from the winter meetings. Maybe that's one of the guys that spoke with Will Fleming. I'm sure there are others as well. Tied in around the league, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Will is. And, yeah, I am waiting. How many players, not to get crass here, John.
Seven!
How many players that are available right now would make you smile?
Oh, great question.
We know Bregman would, based on some of your past comments.
No, I'd make him smile.
You have it backwards.
It's not the other way around.
It'd be a mutual smile, I think.
I would hold my nose and give it to him, yeah.
You're gross. You're gross. But how many players, just based off his tweet, his wording.
Definitely Bregman.
No, his, I know that.
Alonzo.
Based on his wording, what would make a Red Sox fan smile? I would say Alonzo's one. I would say Bregman's one.
Sure.
I would say Bo Bichette. Hmm. Somebody had a great text the other day. They said every time they hear Bo Bichette, they think of Boba Fett.
Mm-hmm.
So if he signs with the Red Sox, could they do like Star Wars night and have Bo Bichette dressed up as Boba Fett?
He should have to play. He should have to play in that uniform.
Yeah, he has the helmet on.
He has to play like that.
He has to wear the helmet.
Just on May 5th.
Although Nick would argue it looks like he plays like that at shortstop. He looks like he has that helmet on. He can't see anything.
No.
He's a horrible shortstop.
May 4th. I'm thinking Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, May the 5th. It carries over. It's like a great two days every May.
I can see the wheels and Jones's head spinning.
I said May 5th.
Where that hamster falls off the wheel. May the 4th, they do that. They do Star Wars night or something.
So that's when
they've
would play
done that before.
With the Boba Fett.
Boba Fett.
The Boba Shett.
Bichette.
Yes, yeah.
So that would, he'd make me smile.
Mm-hmm.
Long way to say that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Ketel Marte, although, I don't know. That's like a big swing, though, at least.
We need a bigger investigation on him. Like, as a player, sure.
Right, we need a deep dive into the teammate.
But it sounds like he's a real crummy teammate.
Yeah, okay, so let's put him to the side.
Now, he's a real crummy teammate on a relatively team-friendly deal, and so did you wind up trading upwards from Devers? Maybe, maybe not.
Right.
He might bring some of the same problems as Devers, but he is a big bat.
But Joe Ryan, obviously, would be on that list. Tarek Skubal, very clearly. I mean, that'd be more than a smile. I mean, I don't know. You might pass out if that happened. If you had Tarek Skubal.
I'm going to
Cole Reagans. Like, there's a whole bunch of guys that would be on that list, I would think. Now, Kyle Schwarber also was one of those guys. Now, he's removed from the equation. He's gone back to Philly. But, yeah, there's a lot of moving and shaking. And the next 17, the one thing I like about this, if it's true, I hope that it is, let's not wait till March to sign all the guys that you're going to get. Let's do something now.
Well, Will said 72 hours.
That's one thing I like about it. It's my point.
Okay.
So if you get a deal done in the short order, it'd be great.
So, again, Will Fleming, voice of the Red Sox. He's been right before.
Yes.
I believe the next 72 hours.
Even the Will
hours,
Clark thing. Remember the whole Will Clark thing that blew up? Will Clark basically just confirmed what happened.
So 72 minus what?
Oh, can we get that?
72 minus 18? Yeah, can we change it to a Will Fleming clock?
We have a countdown clock in here on one of the TV screens that apparently the cable box doesn't work for. So it was just a 2025 NFL draft countdown timer, which is now all zeros.
The next
change that into the Will Fleming Sox are going to do make people smile.
The next 72, now, I don't know, 54 hours, something like that, are going to make a lot of Red Sox fans smile. Way too much chatter and info from people I respect.
I can't wait.
So that's good.
Yeah.
Let me give you this.
Okay.
Craig Breslow yesterday
says
Mort, he's been holding court every night.
Sure.
Says more teams are holding on to their desirable players than last offseason. He used Garrett Crochet as an example. So basically he's like, I don't know, a lot of teams want to keep their good players. So Will says a lot's going to happen. And maybe the way to square it away
is... Well,
there's
still free agents.
Thank you.
Okay.
Maybe that's the way to square it away. Maybe that's an indication that Will's hearing on free agents and not trades. But Breslow's like, geez, I don't know. These teams want to keep their good players. The hell's up with that? And Will's promising fireworks. You can jump in on that. Again, it's 617-779-7937. As Keith said, we're going to talk to Bradfo less than an hour from now. He'll join us at 11 o'clock from Orlando. It's a Would You Rather Wednesday. We got some Would You Rathers, as we do every Wednesday at 11:30. Hashtag Dork Minute, 11:45. Pure Hoops with Terp.
Oh, Terp!
At High Noon. Gotta talk about his basketball team.
His squad looks good.
Playing well. Tatum's playing one-on-one.
I was going to say some more Tatum talk.
NBA Cup is back. I was watching last night.
Relax.
We can get to all of it.
Relax.
Plus Mike Vrabel in the 1 o'clock hour. So stay tuned for
show.
All that today on Jones and Keith. You hinted at this, Keith. Should we believe?
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Believe Will Fleming, and should we believe a lot of the buzz out there on the Red Sox? He's far from the only one. You heard John Heyman there off the top. They're going to add bats. We'll get to John Morosi coming up. Rosenthal, local beat writers like Spear and Pete Abe thinks they might add two bats. So, you know, there's a lot of buzz and a lot of hype around the Red Sox right now at the winter meetings. Should we believe the hype? Buy the hype?
It's tough because I know there's been many years now where they haven't gotten anybody. But last year they did. Last year they did. It took a while. Wasn't at the winter meetings. But last year they got Alex Bregman, who was an all-star. And everybody, you know, for the most part, thought he had a good season, except for the time that he missed, and would like him back. And he'd be like a good signing if they were able to get him back. Garrett Crochet was in the offseason. Aroldis Chapman was in the offseason. We've gone over all the hits from last year's offseason. So that's why I can't just say no. Last year at this time, we were having a similar discussion, and you were like, hey, are they in on Juan Soto? And I was like, no, they're not. And they weren't. But it didn't mean they had a bust of an offseason. It just meant they weren't really truly in on the number one free agent. And then right after they signed, they were like, yeah, we were in on him. So this is, in a weird way, I'm going to spin this as a positive.
Oh?
When Kyle Schwarber signed with the Phillies yesterday, we found out that the Pirates were in.
Yeah, so I was about to bring this up. You think this is positive?
Yeah.
Hang on, I was pulling up that tweet right now. Keep going.
Because they, for many years, for some reason, and maybe they finally have been told the truth about this, fans don't like finding out that you just missed out on a guy. They were like, no, see, we're doing our due diligence. Then they got dubbed the interest kings, and then they'd get mocked. But if yesterday the two big signings were Kyle Schwarber and Edwin Diaz, if the Red Sox claimed to be second for both of those guys, that'd
you're
be insane.
You're rolling your eyes, and you're going, oh, God, here we go
again. I'd rather them not even be interested.
All right, well,
be like, all right, you better be interested in Pete Alonso then. I'm spinning it as a positive just because for so many years they were like, oh, so close on like Seth Lugo. And you're like, then just sign Seth Lugo.
Right.
Don't be so close on Seth Lugo.
So, in other words, if you're an Orioles, Reds, or Pirates fan, you're kind of getting angry at them because they're playing the game and they're not really in.
This is
from Ken Rosenthal. So the Phillies got Schwarber for 5 years, $150, $30 million a pop. And the reports are now that Alonso wants $30 million a year. The Mets won't go beyond 3 years. So it sounds
four for 120.
It sounds like four for 120 might be where it lands.
That seems like a team-friendly deal.
He wants the Schwarber deal. Would you give him the Schwarber deal?
If I had to, yes.
You'd hold your nose?
No, I wouldn't even.
Okay.
I'd go in eyes open.
I also would extend myself to 5 years and 150.
Yeah.
But if it's going to settle at 4 years, 120, great. It sounds like the Mets won't go beyond 3 years. Maybe this is all posturing and negotiating and whatever.
You probably don't need to go to 5 years then.
But yesterday, Schwarber got 5-150. The Orioles offered 5-150.
Yeah.
And I don't know how that's structured. But so Orioles fans should be raising a banner at Camden Yards about having the...
Same with the Pirates, right?
The tied for best offer. Yeah, the Reds were 5 for 125, so $25 million a year. Pirates did get to $30 million a year, but they only offered 4 years.
Oh, okay. Got
four for 120.
Yeah. So, like, all right, you guys were in it. Great. And that was just year after year, the Red Sox...
I told you, by the way, Passan said the Pirates are going to be in on stuff this offseason. Like, a $100 million offer from the Pirates, even if it's fake? I don't remember any fake $100 million offers from the Pirates ever.
No, that's a good point. And so maybe that's because they have Skeens, and they're like, rather than trading Skeens, we're going to try to, you know, it's like when the Angels spent money when they had Mike Trout for a little bit. It didn't go anywhere.
Remember, gave the worst contract ever in baseball history.
Anthony Rendon.
Yeah, not a good one.
Worst ever. That guy doesn't even like baseball. Remember that? He's like, I've got to play all the time.
Yep.
You're like, yeah.
So
he's trying to retire early, and the Angels are fighting for the money back.
So
I don't blame them.
No,
they deserve a refund.
I would very much want my money back from him.
But I actually,
you kind of believe it.
Well, I at least take that as a positive, because that is the most annoying thing. It's like, we weren't really in on it. You were kind of looking around at what it was, and then you're like, yeah, we had the same offer. It's like, well, how come you're not getting any of these guys? And it was both high-end players and not even that high-end players, and they would just miss all the time. So now, you know, we've heard that they're turning their attention to bats. Like, all right. Now, if they lose out on Pete Alonso, I will feel differently. Right. I will lose my mind. So and if they lose out on Bregman and Bichette, I will lose my mind.
If Baltimore gets Alonso,
yep,
we're going to look at it and go, oh, that wasn't a fake offer for Schwarber. Baltimore was really in, and they gave a better offer for Alonso than you did. And I see our guy Justin in D.C. in the Twitch chat saying, and he called us with this take a few days ago, the Red Sox will finish behind Baltimore. I get that stance if that happens. If the Red Sox get Alonso, we can all shut up about Baltimore.
Yeah, right. Oh, exactly. And then it's also one of those things where if Pete Alonso just stays with the Mets, like Schwarber stayed with the Phillies, and I don't think it's going to happen, but if Bo Bichette stays with Toronto, well then, all right, you also have one of your own guys that's in free agency. You better go all in on Bregman, and don't stop there, but like that should be the bare minimum then.
Yeah.
If these guys aren't moving teams, then all right, play that same game. Keep your guy. That's a top free agent.
So there was a report last night that came out to introduce another name here. Tim Healy at the Boston Globe says the Red Sox have discussed shortstop Corey Seager with the Texas Rangers. Now, a bunch of other names have come up via trade.
Nick doesn't like Seager.
Well, Nick, no,
he
Nick
plays 100 games
Nick,
a year.
Nick
if that.
Feels burned. I know what this is. Nick feels burned.
Oh, from the Dong
in the
League?
Dong League, right? You had Corey Seager.
I did, and he played like 80 games.
Okay, well,
he plays 80 games every.
He
year.
Played 102, Nick. He played 102.
You're a jilted lover, is what
he
you
had
are.
Three straight years prior to that of 30 bombs.
Yeah. And he's been awesome in the postseason when he's gotten there.
Like, runner up in the MVP in 23.
Honestly,
15th in the MVP in 24.
I think he's got a lot of the qualities that you'd want from Bregman, like leadership and winning. And I know, like, look, he was a Dodger. It's hard not to win and run into a World Series when you're there the way they spend.
Yeah.
But he also went to the Rangers and won. So, you know,
he's won two World Series. He's played in three.
I like the pedigree a lot with him.
Yep.
Now, the games played is a problem, as it is with Bregman.
Right.
119, 123, 102 the last 3 years.
Like, look, that's scary. And he's signed long-term, right? He's signed long-term at a high rate, I think.
Between Trevor Story, Corey Seager, and Alex Bregman, well, you're looking at similar games played, probably.
This is my interest in Seager. I mean, what does that mean for Trevor Story?
He signed a huge contract.
He's under contract till 2032.
Thank you.
He'll be 31. 38.
Okay. He'll be in his late 30s.
Yeah.
By the time he's a free agent.
He has six more years at $31.5 million.
Right. So, I don't know.
I don't want Corey Seager.
Okay.
I'm with Nick's original Mayo Grown.
I'm in on Seager, but where is he going to play?
Oh.
And so, probably shortstop.
Yeah.
So, then Story just, I told you, they're not. Story might move. That my real takeaway from the
positions
Seager
thing, or team?
No, positions.
Oh, okay, yeah.
He might be moving to second base. Even between him and Meyer, if Bregman's back, Meyer might be taking over shortstop.
Is it Meyer a shortstop?
I don't think Story's long
I think
for
Meyer's
short.
Shortstop. Have you heard Cora talk about Meyer and like how impressed he was that he can play all the positions? But he would always circle back to, but he's a shortstop. Right? Like, hey, good for him. He picked up third base. Hey, if we need him to play second base, he'll do it. We love that about him. But he's always made it pretty clear that he's a shortstop. So bringing in Seager for 6 years, unless Seager's another one of these guys that
I'm just
moves
you,
to third or
if,
something.
If they're looking at guy, unless Seager's ready to move positions, if they're looking at guys to play shortstop between Meyer or Seager or whatever,
Marte.
I think Story might be moving to second.
Huh.
And I'm fine with that. I don't want him at short. I'd rather have him at second. I don't know that he's going to be fine with it. And you might have your latest Rafi Devers malcontent.
Maybe. But he did it once.
He did.
Don't have a second baseman right now.
No.
Right? So, like, a lot of talk about first base and pitching, which I still would say are the priorities. They don't have a second baseman.
No, that's where Marte's name comes from. That's where this is another name Tim Healy mentioned in the Globe. That's where Bichette would come from. Brendan Donovan, the Cardinals' second baseman, his name has come up between Passan and Tim Healy.
Yeah.
So that's where that comes from. So, Red Sox are still turning over every rock. At some point,
well, we're 54 hours away.
You have to actually land something. Will Fleming is borderline promising it, predicting it.
Yeah.
It's going to make you smile. Keith, something in the next 54 hours is going to make you smile. So get ready for it. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on the Red Sox. What's your confidence level in Craig Breslow? How much do you trust these latest Red Sox rumors? And I wouldn't blame you if you don't. We'll get to your feedback here coming up. Again, we will talk to Rob Bradford at 11. Would you rather 11:30 #DorkMan at 11:45 and Pierre Hupes at High Noon with Terp. So stay tuned for all of it. Should we buy the hype with the Red Sox? Let's answer that question right after Trending with Billy Lanny.
ESPN's Adam Schefter joins WEEI Afternoons every Wednesday at 3:45. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Boston Bruins are now on a three-game winning streak after last night's 5-2 victory over the Blues in St. Louis. Mark Kastelic and Fraser Mitton each scored a pair of goals in the win, and goaltender Jeremy Swayman made 24 saves on 26 shots. Up next, the Bees will be in Winnipeg taking on the Jets tomorrow night. The New England Patriots return to the practice field today at 2:30. Head coach Mike Vrabel will meet with the media at 1:10. You can hear that press conference right here on 93.7. This Sunday, the Pats host the 9-4 Buffalo Bills. Tonight, the Boston College Eagles will be in Springfield taking on UMass. This game can be heard on WEEI AM 850. Pre-game coverage begins at 6:45 with tip-off from Mass Mutual Center at 7 o'clock. Yesterday, the Boston Red Sox traded second baseman Vaughn Grissom to the Los Angeles Angels for outfielder Isaiah Jackson. And the Boston Celtics look to make it 6 wins in a row when the Seas will be in Milwaukee taking on the Bucks tomorrow night. As Massachusetts insurance plans renew next year, most are pulling back GLP-1 coverage for weight loss. Awaken 180 is here to help with $500 off your Awaken 180 program. Lose it once and keep it off with the solution for weight loss, Awaken180weightloss.com. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.